This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles down at spring training. Ravens will be at the Combine next week. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where our buddy Cordell Woodland joins us now. And Cordell, obviously you're aware that over the weekend we had seven more women who have made claims against Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. The number now is up to 16. Are you surprised that the Ravens have not said or done anything in since the second article has come out?
Probably a little disappointed that they haven't said anything. I think the silence is the thing that's disappointed a lot of people right now. I think a lot of people expect the move to be made when the time comes. And for business purposes, I think that's that the move hasn't been made yet. But I think right now, I think the people are mostly upset that they just aren't saying anything and just, I don't think hoping it just goes away, but I think that they're just, you know, they get in that mode where they feel like nothing needs to be said, and maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But I think when you have so many people that, you know, are a fan of your team and hold them in such high regard, how many times do we hear them be called a class act organization?
Yeah.
And I think that for the most part they are. I do think that. But, you know, this is just one of those times where you'd like them to show that, and right now their silence isn't allowing them to.
I thought Jason made a great point earlier in the show saying, why not just put him on the commissioner's exempt list at the bare minimum, where I'm already ready to move on? Is there a number they got to hit until they move on? But the fact that they haven't even done that yet, Cordell, put him on the commissioner's exempt list, get him off the 53-man roster, like that's surprising.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's almost like they're just expecting people to either stop talking about it or maybe it'll just disappear or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe they just feel like, you know, they get it's and it's a crazy theory. And this is just one that's just on my mind right now. But you know how sometimes people don't want to give in to what's the I don't want to say the pressure that's being put on them, but given to what other people say they should do. They don't want to make it seem like, all right, we're listening to the masses or anything like that. And I would hope that that's not what's going on here, but who knows? Who knows? I don't know why they go about things the way that they do. They have their own way with a lot of things that they do, you know, on their own, that they have their own methods of doing. And the way that they handle things like this, I don't agree with it. But again, they move at the speed of their own drum.
We talked a little bit last week here on the show about the first few moves we do see with this team. And obviously, you know, you would think Justin Tucker released or Justin Tucker commissioner's exempt list would have already happened. Some things that they could maybe even sort of get in their back pocket before the combine, like a Ricard deal, like a McCary deal, maybe the, you know, Lamar Jackson, not just a restructure, but a brand new damn deal. Now that, you know, Dak Prescott's making $60 million and Brock Purdy might be making $62 million. Any of that stuff resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some sort of news at some point that kind of wash away the most recent news that's been going on with them. So even if it is something like a Ricard, which almost feels like is, you know, going to be a sure thing, I would imagine. I don't know. You never know how these things go, but nobody utilizes the fullbacks the way that the Ravens do, and they just happen to have probably the best fullback in the league. So I fully expect that to happen at some point. Why not just get that out of the way, some in-house extensions, things like that. I think the Lamar thing is probably going to be a tougher thing to get done than, you know, to get that done before we get to the combine or something like that. But I think a Ricard thing, I think that's going to be pretty easy to make happen. I wouldn't be surprised if that's done very soon.
I'm talking with Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. David Rubenstein spoke in Sarasota yesterday, the media. Did you have any major takeaways from what he had to say?
Well, I mean, the biggest takeaway is, you know, him saying that there's no financial restraint on the team. And I don't expect him to go out there and let have that be the quote to set the tone of the year after the offseason that they just had. So I'm not surprised to hear him say that. What else is he supposed to say? That's been the message that they've been pushing since before he even got here. So, I mean, I think it's more so about now actually making it happen. And I think whether that's extensions for some of these in-house guys, whether it's making a trade for, you know, a guy that they'll have to extend, or just getting a guy with, you know, some future years under control, whatever it is, I think people now just want to see action. This is a team that's out of the dark years. They've gotten to the point to where they've won a division, won 100-plus games, back-to-back playoff appearances, no playoff wins to show for it, though. So, you know, I'm just not in the business of the talking most at this point, is basically what I'm saying. I just kind of want to see things happen, whether that's them spending money or them winning meaningful games.
Cordell, what do you think of the bullpen as a whole? It seems like there's been a lot of talk about that group heading into spring training. And are you comfortable with Sir Anthony Dominguez as the closer insurance to Felix?
I mean, first to answer your first part, I'm actually optimistic about the bullpen. I like the bullpen. And I'm not going to lie and say that Felix Bautista just being there physically isn't a big part of why I'm so optimistic about the bullpen, and understanding that he's a big part of the unknown. We don't know what he's going to look like going into this year. But I like the Kittredge addition. I like Dominguez as a bullpen arm. Do I like him as a closer? Probably not, because I can't help but get a lot of those blown saves out of my mind right now. But I do like him as an arm in the bullpen. I still like what Cano gives him. He's another one where you kind of know what he is, and that's fine with me. He doesn't have to be the closer, but you know he's a quality arm that more times than not you can depend on. We'll see if Perez is more consistent this year. I really like Perez when he's on. Obviously, there's a lot of times where he's not. So we'll see with that. And Soto, same thing. I mean, he's probably the one that I'm in more so wait-and-see mode with. But I do like a lot of the guys in that bullpen right now. And like I said, Batista's return is a big reason why.
A lot of what we hear this time of year is just pablum, right? So-and-so, best shape of their life. Greatest bullpen we've ever seen from Sagano. Like, it's that time of year. Hope springs eternal. I'm here for it. But I don't know about you, but my dander got up a little bit reading Kyle Bradish saying, yeah, man, I pitched through a whole lot of pain last year. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were hurt in the offseason. They were smarter than everybody else, said, no, let's not do the Tommy John now with this young arm and play the long game, even though they seem to play the long game all the time. They had a plan. And now this kid's saying, well, yeah, I did it as long as I could. But, man, it was, you know, I was under duress, and he had to go under the knife anyway. I just wondered if that caught your eye at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, me and Ben were on yesterday, and I mentioned that, like, on one side, don't get me wrong, I appreciate his toughness. I'll never be upset at any athlete for wanting to play through pain to be there for their guys at any point. That said, we knew the end game. We all knew the end game. We knew what was going on. We knew once Kyle Bradish even came back, his arm was a ticking time bomb. Everybody knew this. So my thing is, was the plan to just have him go out there and give you eight starts and then blow his arm to shreds and see you next year whenever that is? I mean,
yes.
that can't be the plan. That just can't be what you're selling me right now. So I you know, there's a lot of smart people in that building. I just refuse to believe that that's something that they okayed. The player, look, like I said, you expect him to want to go out there, and you're going to have to forcefully stop him from going out there. Those are the players you want. But you expect the guys up top to kind of be the ones to save him from himself, and it's kind of disappointing to see that they basically went along with this joyride and with the break shot out.
And I know that they, you know, cast aside some coaches and this or that, but, like, don't you need to have an ongoing conversation with a kid, especially a kid that young who's coming off a year where he got Cy Young recognition, that you better have built a bridge with him enough that he's willing to tell you what's really going on? Like, I think it's a failure on their part.
I mean, it's a failure on the part, definitely, for sure, that they went along with this. I mean, again, what was the end game? All of us sitting in the studio all yes. knew what was coming. I mean, no, I don't think anybody that follows baseball just as a regular common fan would know that once you hear a pitcher complaining about pain in their elbow, you know what's coming. So I just am surprised that they kind of went along with this and didn't stop him from himself. I don't know what that means in terms of their relationship. I expect him to lie. You know, I expect him to say he feels good when he doesn't. I expect them right. to know that he's lying, though.
Yes.
Cordell, when are you and Beltway Ben back?
We're back tomorrow night. Back tomorrow night from 6 to 8. So a lot to get to. Kind of picking up kind of where we're talking about right now. A lot going on with the Orioles down there. David Rubenstein got to speak, so we'll react to a lot of that stuff tomorrow night.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
Purple rain in the forecast next, and we ask the question, what are the Ravens waiting for? With Justin Tucker, we'll try to answer next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I do have a lot of opinions on it. I'm not liberty to share them at this time. You know, that's for the league to decide. I respect what Steve Bisciotti has created here and Dick Cass really almost 10 years ago. And basically what we decided, Steve and Dick decided, and we all, you know, we're all still here. Ozzie, Eric, Pat Moriarty, that were involved in that. And basically, you know, we're kind of a zero tolerance. I mean, you got to know the truth. You got to try to understand the circumstances. But we've stayed away from that particular situation. When we draft players, when we sign them as free agents, we just haven't dealt with it. And that's Steve's decision, and I'm glad we have that policy.
Purple Rain is sponsored by Dietz & Watson. Dietz & Watson is a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Available at Safeway. And that was John Harbaugh a few years back when the Deshaun Watson stuff started to come to light. His thoughts on that. Well, now they have a similar situation in-house.
As eerily similar. Yeah, creepily similar.
Baltimore Banner reporting that it's actually even more creepy because he's going to high-end places and doing what he's doing, alas.
He's also someone who's basked themselves in their faith and was married with kids at the time.
Yeah.
Which is also different than Deshaun Watson. And again, I wouldn't bring it up, except that's a big part of his public persona. That's a big part of, you know, why he's such a good pitch guy.
Baltimore Banner says 16,
family man.
16 women from 8 spas and wellness centers have accused Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior. These all occurred between 2012 and 2016.
Ravens, they have stomach for this. They can stomach it. Not this isn't enough to get them not to stand by their guy. I don't know what will. I don't know what their calculus is. I'm not craven and shallow enough to be a PR person or a lawyer or a billionaire who has to decide when's enough enough. There's no way that 16 women across, 8 different spas, 6 different spas, including two that have banned him, all now years later have got together to tell the same story independently of one another over and over and over again. It is utterly preposterous to sit here and compare this to some of these situations where somebody was set up or it was a sting or they're out to get me. Please, this spans an incredible range of time. It spans an incredible range of spas that all have a similar upscale motif. He clearly, I guess, had a type of where he liked to go. None of them specialize in the kind of massage that he actually requires as a professional athlete. And he's even denying facts, like two of them coming out and saying, you're banned. And he's saying, I wasn't. Like, there's nothing believable about anything he said. And if the Ravens had any sense of the pulse of the community, and if their owner was even a part of the community, they might know that we've had polls that thousands of people have responded to. over 80% said, we don't believe Justin Tucker's statement. Then we put another one out after the second group of women came forward and the second round of reporting by the Banner. And like 89% were like, cut his ass now. And here we go. We're up to 16. And Silent Steve basks in his silence while his brand continues to take hits. Because when you say nothing and when you do nothing, you are inherently condoning your kicker still being on your payroll, which makes me sick.
Justin Tucker's lawyered up, right?
Oh, most, yeah, they're speaking for him. They're helping him concoct these ridiculous, the one ridiculous statement he put out.
If none of this happened, why has there not been word of a defamation lawsuit?
Because there's never going to be one.
Exactly. It's been how many weeks now?
He threatened in his statement, but he didn't do it.
And he knew that this was coming for weeks, and there's been no defamation lawsuit where his career very well could end over all of this. So if he's adamant that none of this happened and they're all out to get him, why has there not been a defamation lawsuit? And why has there not been anything done by the Ravens or said by the Ravens since January 30th? When the Banner story came out, and the only statement saying that they're aware of the Baltimore Banner story regarding Justin Tucker, we take any allegations of this nature seriously and will continue to monitor the situation. Ravens also declined to say whether the team was aware of these allegations previously. For them to not do anything at this point,
the league created a loophole for these feckless billionaires with a get out of jail free card. Just keep the, just put them on this commissioner's exempt list, and then you can pretend like you're doing something or sending some kind of message, and he can't do anything because we're still going to pay him. Oh yeah, and this time of year, guys aren't even really getting paid for the most part. They haven't even done the bare minimum, which would be we do take this seriously enough to at least put him on paid what amounts to paid administrative leave. They haven't even mustered that over there.
I just can't believe that we're still talking about this. And with the combine taking place next week, and we've seen in years past, even though they aren't mandated, I remember you saying, Jason, we've seen in years past Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh both meet with the media during the luncheon or breakfast or wherever the heck it is. This is going to dominate the presser.
Yeah,
if he's still on this team, it will dominate the press conference.
The reality is,
and it should.
They can't both not talk. And when one or both talks, as Bone just said, it's going to. This is going to dominate.
It's the only story.
Like, is that leadership? So okay, when it finally becomes a PR crisis, we're going to do it. But, I mean, but are we not allowed to expect more from these local institutions that just got $600 million of our tax money so they could build Blackwing?
My point is, by not doing anything now, you're creating a situation where that's all they're going to talk about next week.
It's not going to be contract negotiations. It's not going to be a draft, off-season plans. It will be Justin Tucker, and that's because
of inactivity.
But why
is this not enough? Just as a issue of basic morality and citizenship.
Oh, I'm with you
100%. Why has this not been enough to get the guy off his yacht to say, yeah, cut the damn kicker?
I'm with you 100%.
He didn't even have to leave his yacht to say that. They got phones.
Very surprised that we are still talking about this
really?
On February
18th. Because it kind of feels, I mean, the Ray Rice thing, I mean, what was that? Harbaugh wrapping himself in glory with a zero tolerance policy that's complete and utter BS. Didn't seem to apply to Terrell Suggs. Just Google Bleach. Like, what, I mean, what planet am I on? Like, come on. Step up. Be decent citizens and do the right thing.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner, David Rubenstein. He spoke to the media yesterday. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
You know, in life, you have to do what you're good at. And I'm not good at certain things. So when I bought the team, I said, what can I help the team with? It probably isn't by, trying to second guess the sabermetrics of some of our experts on things. So I thought I could be engaged with the community and, you know, try to make speeches around the community, be philanthropically engaged, and show up at the games, engage the fans, sign autographs, selfies, or things like that. And I try to do as much of that as I physically can. So I hope to be able to continue to do that until the fans are tired of me. And you never know when they may get tired of me.
So that's David Rubenstein speaking to the media yesterday and talking about his connection with the fan base. And obviously a lot was made last year. David Rubenstein throwing hats. He was at a lot of games, connected with the fan base, was Mr. Splash for a day. Says he'll do it as long as the fans will have him.
Yeah, the thrill of that is gone for me. Part of the reason he was so embraced was because the words he said were so different than what were said by the previous guy, and the expectations were higher, and he had a press conference right before the season kicked off and said, don't judge us on optics. Don't judge us on rah-rah and hoopla. Judge us in October when we build teams that we think can win a World Series. And then since then, they've done nothing that connotes they're actually serious about winning a World Series. So I would suggest be a little more judicious about throwing out hats and be a little more stern with the people who would have you convinced that they've got a crystal ball and magic numbers that can play out the American League for years to come and tell you just how great you are.
It was dubbed the next chapter.
Yes.
And as of right now,
seems a lot like the last chapter.
No one is under contract long term for this next chapter. We're waiting for that first big swing.
A reminder, the last real long term deal given out by the Orioles
Chris
was
Davis.
Alex Cobb.
What was that? 3 years?
Long term. It's more than one multi year.
It might have been four.
Yeah, I think it was a 4 year deal.
Four.
Yeah, Alex Cobb, 2018 was the last multi-year deal, real multi-year deal, because as we know, Tyler O'Neill's got an opt-out after 1 year. More from David Rubenstein. Does he have a better grasp of baseball after a full year as the owner?
Spent a year now re-engaging with baseball. The other night, I did an interview of Ken Burns. Ken Burns is a great, great documentary filmmaker, and he wrote a 550-page book on baseball. So I reread the book, and I engaged in an hour-long interview with him. This is going to be on PBS not too long from now. And so I've re-engaged with my knowledge and love of baseball, and I don't know if I can pass all the baseball trivia tests, but hopefully I can at some point. But baseball, if I had been a little taller and a little stronger and a little faster, maybe I could have been a player. But my career peaked at about 8 or 9, so that was when my baseball career kind of went south. But I love baseball, and it's a great American pastime. And I think I learned more during the offseason than I probably thought I would, and so I'm pretty engaged and with the team and the community. And I spent a fair amount of time in the off season making some speeches and other things in the Baltimore area and doing some philanthropic things, and we'll see what happens. But I'm pretty happy to go forward. I think we have a really good team.
All I could think of was him talking about reading a book in a few days, and we were talking off the air about bone work and maybe assigning him a book, and we knew he wouldn't be able to read a book in a few days.
The book is also available in documentary form. The Ken Burns,
yes.
I think it was a nine-piece documentary in the history of baseball, which was done a while back. I mean, it basically went from the late 1800s, I think up until around 1990, maybe up until around early Griffey. It was done a long time ago. It's amazing. But I will say, now that he's brought up Ken Burns, and at like $5 a month for the PBS documentary channel is well worth it. The documentary that Ken Burns did on America during the Holocaust is some of the most amazing historical film work I've ever seen in my life. And it resonates now more than ever. I would implore you, America during the Holocaust. It is a look at the Holocaust through the prism of what people were doing and saying and not doing and saying here while that atrocity was eventually reaching its nadir. Amazing and sad.
More from David Rubenstein. We heard him when he was in Switzerland talking about salary cap and talks about the possibility of a cap.
Probably the best way to phrase it is I think everybody in baseball wants to have a competitive environment so that every fan thinks that every team can win any given year. And so having a competitive environment is what we want and what I think other owners want. And ultimately, I think that's what I think the fans really want, too, is a competitive environment. So no matter what city you live in, you think your team can win that year when the season begins. And that's what I'm mostly focused on.
That's fun, but convince the Players Association of that.
That's never going to happen. They can't agree on anything. We had the lockout. We had the COVID issue where they could have had the spotlight.
I'm never over. We got all that with the old guy. I'm over what the CBA should look like. I'm over hypothetical salary caps. I'm over him saying we've got an unlimited budget. When you got a GM who won't do a multi-year deal, what the hell good is saying I have an unlimited budget? This guy gets off on not spending money. And I'll just say this. I don't think the Baltimore Orioles can win the World Series this year. I don't think they're going to come particularly close. I hope I'm wrong.
One more from David Rubenstein talks about the renovations at Camden Yards.
The renovations. We will have a new sound system up and running before this season begins. We will be moving the outfield wall in a little bit. Probably you all know that. The major renovations will occur after this season. We have to do them in the off season for obvious reasons. So in the off season, after this season is over, we have engaged our architecture firm, Populous, which is, in effect, the same firm that helped build the stadium before, or the architect, HOK. This is the different name of them. And we'll make things like, we'll have better, I think, fan experiences. We'll have better scoreboard, a bigger, better scoreboard, more up to date. The clubhouses will be better for the players. The ability for the players to get into the clubhouse will be better. I think the food experience and the ability to entertain in the stadiums will be better. I think that, you know, we have looked at what other stadiums have done, and there have been a lot of improvements since Camden Yards came along 30 years ago. Remember, when Camden Yards came along 30 years ago, it was innovative, and it was earth-shattering to people. But since that time, in 30 years, a lot of stadiums have been built, and they have done some pretty good things. And so we've looked at what they've done, and we'll try to incorporate some of those things. And so I'm really looking forward to it. It won't all be done by the end of 26, but a lot of it will be ready for the next season. Not all of it. It's going to take two major off seasons to get it done.
We'll be able to hear this year.
It's big time.
Yeah.
Beltway Ben, coming into the final segment of the show, I think we need to hear sound system from Operation Ivy. Because a long time ago, they said and sang, sound system going to bring you back up? Yeah. One thing that I can depend on. If there's one thing I can depend on with the Baltimore Orioles this year, the sound system's going to bring me back up.
Have you heard of that
song? He's looking at me like I'm crazy.
None of us have heard that song.
We've played it before. It's in the mix. Sound system, Operation Ivy.
Classic.
It's one of my favorites.
Gigi, let the lyrics play.
It's one of my favorites.
It's all we got.
Yeah.
At this point, we got that and 85 wins from Pecota.
We'll come back. We'll get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio.
Hey, we're about a week away from that huge Baylor-Cincinnati basketball game right on our airwaves. Yeah, that's a big one.
That's at 6. Never heard this before in my life.
Timeless classic.
That's Uncle Ruby's theme music as far as I'm concerned.
Timeless classic.
We're getting a sound system, boys.
Well, finally,
I dare you to play Operation Ivy during batting practice. I dare you.
Don't waste your dares. That's not a waste.
Operation Ivy.
Maybe the greatest ska band ever.
Batting practice? Nah. You're not going to have the whole crowd there to hear it.
Instead of thank God I'm a country boy, we get sound system?
I wouldn't go that far either.
Maybe just before the game, right before the first pitch?
Yeah, maybe a first pitch song.
Maybe we could convince my buddy Mean Dean Kramer to use it as his warm-up music.
Yeah, yeah.
You would definitely get his jersey
then. Oh, God, Mean Dean! Absolutely. That would put me over the top. I mean, I don't need that much more convincing.
No, you're...
Just keep speaking your mind, Mean Dean. You're on it.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay. Text of the day is sponsored by Orsman Automotive. Driven by OrsmanCars.com, your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Colin in Severna Park, who says, my guess is that Adley Rutschman is the first homegrown player that we see this front office extend. Not a Boris client and an opportunity to buy low.
I don't know about buying low. We've talked about that before. It's like, that's going to be the bone that gets thrown to the fans. Sorry,
you know, and
pun intended.
It's a weird triple-edged sword because it's like you want him to catch more. You want him to hit when he catches, but he didn't hit when he caught young. So is he really going to hit when he caught old, when he catches older? And are you paying a premium because he is a catcher? And then what if he's not catching as much? And, you know, could Basayo steal some of his thunder in the next year or so? I don't know.
Four homers last 2 days, batting practice.
We did put out a poll with that, and we'll hit on the bonework too. David Rubenstein talked about a number of different topics.
Sound system, including payroll.
Sound system.
I'm pumped for
and
that.
And extending homegrown players. We've yet to see a long-term extension given out to one of their own players under Mike Elias. Will the team buck that trend prior to this year ending? 57% no, 43% yes.
Can we redo the Jim Palmer honor thing that they did a couple years ago that I stayed for and couldn't hear because I was sitting at the press box? Now we have the new sound system. Can we do it again so I can hear it? Because I didn't get to hear a word of it last time because of the sound system.
Bonework's pretty split. We continue to educate the Bone. He likes Seinfeld. Now we go back to cinema, and this time movies with some Baltimore connection. So what should he watch next? The Natural has a narrow lead, 36.3%. Dead Poets Society, 33%. Pink Flamingos, 20.9%. And Tin Men, 9.9%.
I'm really hoping for Pink Flamingos, but I know it's an uphill climb.
Dead Poets Society is right there, though.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. Very good movie.
It's a great movie. I can't believe you've never seen it. Coming of age movie. You'll like it. It'll be your wheelhouse.
Coming of age is my wheelhouse. Yes.
Yeah, since you haven't come of age yet.
We're trying to spur it. Yeah. Spur it on. Better late than never.
Coming of age is my
wheelhouse. You got any YOLO coming up?
That's funny.
Wednesday, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You got late night, 10 o'clock shift again?
No, we have the earlier window of 9:15.
Jeez.
And then we have...
I'd be asleep.
And then we have 10:15. I'm going to somehow try to make it because we'll be at the Michigan State game the following
You're trying to get back in time for volleyball?
I'm going to try, but I'm not leaving the game.
That's not happening.
Well, the game is an hour drive to Canton. I got a shot at 10:15. You got a shot. It's a 6:30 game.
Bones got a shot.
What if Izzo checks his team out of the game like Cronin did? With, what was that, 6 minutes left? He gets tossed, 4 free throws.
That's true.
Waste a lot of time.
Waste a lot of time. That's possible.
Yeah,
that's possible.
Your priority, at least your priorities in the right place.
We won't be in the suite for this one, though.
No, we won't.
We were in the suite for UCLA.
Yeah,
we'll be on press row,
I guess.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah. Did you hear back?
No, but they treat us well. Yeah. We treat us really well. Maryland's
that's
the
one
best.
Of few places doesn't have us on their
carte blanche.
Yeah, we're
people
good
get
there.
Dinner this time.
Shout out Jason Yellen.
Jason Yellen's great. He's the one who came up with that note on. Best starting five, highest scoring starting five in the nation.
What do we got on tomorrow's show, Bob?
Tomorrow's show, we have Jonas Schaefer talk Justin Tucker and other Ravens-related news. Tim Murray, get our best bets with him. Rock Kabako, who is in Sarasota.
Yes.
And Jim Duquette as well.
Oh, a lot to get to tomorrow. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next. We'll talk
one
tomorrow.
1 week from Baylor Cincinnati.
That's correct.
1 week away.
1 week.
We'll need a hard out for the network for that one, Ben. Make sure you're ready. That's a big game. Make sure you're up for it.
Talk to you tomorrow, too.
Rise to the occasion, Ben. I know you.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.